So, hey, today I'm in Denmark in Odense, which is about 2 hours from Copenhagen, and I'm here with Tim Doner. And Tim is going to give us some background to being a guidebook writer, because that's what you've been doing around Scandinavia for the last month, Tim.
It is indeed. Actually, 6 weeks on this point.
6 weeks. Well, how do you feel? Has it been good? What do you find have been the cool things about being a guidebook writer? For me, this is always something I thought would be awesome to do, you know? Like, summer off from college, go there, travel around, write about it, get paid. Sounds brilliant. But what's the truth of being a guidebook writer?
It's the best job you can ever have, but it can also be the most stressful one. It's basically a 24-hour job. At any time of day, no matter where you are, you're always thinking, oh, okay, is that a better place to recommend? Or should I be writing about this place and things like that? Or what would be the best experience to give a traveler? Things like that.
Okay, so it's a lot of background.
It's a lot of background work. But, I mean, what I love most is just getting to know people, essentially, right? I mean, there's no better way to get to know a city than by getting to know locals.
And that's what you've been aiming to do in every city you arrived in. How did you go about that? Because I don't think you had too many friends there. Or maybe you did.
That's very true. If I'm being completely honest, kind of anything. I reached out to people on Facebook, reached out to people on Tinder, which was actually not bad sometimes, or just meeting people in random places.
Okay.
You basically learn how to make friends in a room full of people. You're forced to.
Otherwise, you sit on your own. So this is how life works. What was the worst thing that happened? The most annoying thing? Traveling the road was some things that...
I gotta say, okay, now this might be a little bit pedantic, but what I kind of hate the most about being here is that everybody speaks English so well, there's almost no way to learn or to practice languages like Danish or like Norwegian or Swedish.
Because you didn't speak them before you came here, so that's been...
I didn't, and I still don't, basically.
Yeah.
I studied a lot, and I'm starting to be able to read them, but you can't really talk to anyone. The moment they hear your accent, they just burst into English automatically.
Because it's so good in this region, this is...
Because
the downside to,
you know.
So as a tourist, it's great because you don't have any. But as a traveler who wants to learn languages, it's a little bit tricky from that point of view. Which was your favorite city in Scandinavia?
By far, Copenhagen.
By far, Copenhagen.
Yeah, it's. It just, I don't know. It feels part Nordic, part continental European, and all cool and relaxed, basically.
Right.
And I can't think of a more cliched and cheesy way to put it, but that's definitely the way I felt.
Would you do it again? Would you? Taken out a month, 2 months to go riding and traveling?
Probably, but I think I'd like to do somewhere maybe a bit more exotic or esoteric or maybe even a little bit more dangerous. Scandinavia, for the most part, can be a very sterilized place, and as great as that is, it feels almost like a very curated tour in some ways.
Exactly. It's safe. People speak English.
Yeah.
Infrastructure is good. So next time you need to go to Afghanistan, it's clear. Right?